Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of dogs in the defensive back room, like top to bottom, left to right. You know, everybody has their own different type of swag, different type of, you know, like you said, sauce or whatever. But everybody makes plays and everybody, you know, gets the job done. So thankful to be in that room with so many great guys and just be able to learn from them and just, you know, pick their brains on different things that they see.
That was Jalen Petrie on Texans All Access earlier this week. I am to the moon excited about this secondary and seeing them in training camp in this season. I cannot wait.
You know what? Usually when people are trying to dampen your enthusiasm for something, especially when it comes to turnovers, because the Texans are really good at taking the ball away, they'll point out that, like, hey, usually it's pretty random. You know, some years you get a bunch of them, some years you don't. But there are defenses that do consistently create turnovers. And some of it just comes down to style of play or the guys you have on the team. You know, Peanut Tillman, obviously, was just very adept at the peanut punch and forcing turnovers. I feel pretty confident that this is just that type of defense.
Yes.
You know, some of the randomness comes from recovering a fumble just tends to be completely random. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you can create a bunch of fumbles, but it just, like,
ball
you have bad luck recovering them. Yeah. So I feel pretty confident they'll be able to take the ball away a lot more. It becomes a more lopsided advantage if your offense doesn't turn the ball over a bunch. And that's one of the things you hope that to get the really lopsided turnover margin, it takes two to tango. But I think that part of it, given the fact that the Texans have a really good pass rush, because a lot of your turnovers come from strip sacks or pressure that yields an interception, and the fact that they have guys who are ball hawks in the secondary. If anything, I look at last year and I think, you know, if anything, they might have had a little bit of bad luck on some of the potential turnovers.
Yes.
You know, the number of plays that Stingley and Bullock almost came up with, I think I felt like, you know, give or take, like some of them were just, they didn't have good enough hands, but I think that it could have easily been more takeaways.
They would say the same thing. You hear conversations with Stingley and you ask him about the interceptions he had this year, and he brings up the one he dropped against Dallas as much as he brings up any of the ones that he had, like the one to close out the Miami game. You know, like he still thinks about those mistakes. Hell, Bullock is reminded of them all the time by anybody who gets asked about Kalen Bullock. They're always like, yeah, he had 5 interceptions. He could have had 10 interceptions if he, you know, if he could have caught the ball. I love the position that they seem to be in all the time. Like Kamari Lassiter, like, you're right. Like the picks, there are very few cheap interceptions that group got. You know, like there were a lot of very, like, plays, like handsy plays on the ball that Lassiter and Stingley made last season.
There were a couple, like the end of the first half in the Lions game,
yes,
right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who was it that just kind of caught the arm punt by Jared Goff?
Like at the end of the half? I think that might have been Bullock, actually, at the end of the half.
Yeah, it was just
might have been Lassiter. I can't remember.
It was an arm punt, or not even arm punt. It was just a last ditch ever.
Like, yeah.
Stingley had one this year that was kind of a throwaway.
Yeah.
But other than that, by and large, they were earned interceptions.
Dude, the one Lassiter had against the Lions at the goal line there was like, and the one Lassiter had against Herbert where he threw the ball back across the field.
Well, in some of them too, if you go back to the Browns playoff game, the one interception that Lassiter had where you might say, okay, that was just lucky. It was one that Will Anderson tipped. And
Lassiter wasn't on the team for the Browns.
Excuse me, not Lassiter. I'm sorry, Will Anderson. Anderson tipped.
Yep.
And Stingley was able to come back across.
That was against the Broncos in the regular season. That was against Russell Wilson and the Broncos in the regular season.
So I only got two things incorrect, but I got the consonant.
I know the player
you're talking
about.
The team.
It was
the Broncos.
Russell Wilson was throwing it out to his right, and Will caught a piece of it, and Stingley kind of went to a knee and adjusted to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like that was, you could say, okay, that was just a random bounce of the ball. Like, no, it was a tipped ball by the defensive end, who's a good pass rusher. And it was a guy who's got really good ball skills.
Reflexes,
and Stingley able to make up. So you make your own luck in some regards when you've got skilled players.
No doubt. So here is Kamari Lassiter when being asked, how good can the secondary be?
I feel like with us, the sky could be the limit, to be honest. I feel like, you know, with the success we had last year and the work that we put in during the offseason and how we're grinding right now and just trying to build chemistry and just work on our technique and just play as one and play fast and play physical, I feel like we can be very successful this year.
Yep.
Yeah, and one thing that Matt Burke said that I liked a lot, he said the three most dangerous words are, I got it. Like, you never want to come in and feel like, hey, look at what we did last year, now we're just going to build on that. Yeah. You have to start back at the basics. Where it could work out really well with this secondary, if they continue to build, if A, they, you know, get back to where you were last year, but then build on it, is that they were playing with two rookies in the secondary last year, and Jalen Pichu was playing in a brand new position. It's hard to do a lot of the more nuanced stuff when it comes to swapping responsibilities on the fly, and kind of anticipating how the other guys are going to play around you. You know, Kamari Lassiter cited just knowing where his help is, those kinds of things. Hopefully that develops this year more so, because now they're not rookies, they're veterans, yeah. And there's some consistency and stability there. And then the other big part of it is, can they just stay healthy? Because aside from the youth in the secondary, they just had a rotating cast at that other safety position because of injury and what have you, that it's just hard to do some of the more, you don't need to get super advanced, but just some of the kind of stuff that really good secondaries just do naturally because they've been playing together for a while.
Yep. Here's Lassiter again on the pairing of him and Derek Stingley.
Yeah, I feel like from the moment I got drafted, Sting was actually the first person to hit me. I got drafted 2 minutes later, he texts me. And just from the moment that we met, you know, we kind of instantly clicked. I kind of understood him, he understood me. And we just talk a lot. Like, Sting doesn't talk to a lot of people, and he's not like a big talker, but like, we talk a lot about football, but not even just football. Like, we got really close.
I love
felt like he was name dropping a little bit there.
I know, it's funny. It's funny too. Like, anybody that talks about Stingley talking to people, they're like, he doesn't talk a lot. But when he was talking to me,
Stingley might be Machiavellian in that regard. Like, he makes everybody feel like, no, you're my close and special friend. I don't talk to other people this
yes, I love that. So that was Lassiter. One more on Stingley. Here's Jalen Petrie. Let's see if Jalen Petrie talks about how quiet Stingley is.
For sure. I've seen that from the first day. You know, he's always been a humble guy, doesn't talk too much, but when it's time to play, he's going to, you know, do what needs to be done and make the plays that need to be made. So, you know, I've been seeing that since the first day we came in together, and, you know, I'm really proud of him. And like you said, he's going to continue to grow and continue to get better. Last year was a great year for him, but it's a lot more left in him. And he'll tell you that. He knows that. And he's going to continue to make plays and help us win games going forward.
He'll tell you that. Well, no, wait a second. He'll tell me that, because he doesn't talk to a lot of people. He'll tell me and three other people that.
maybe Lassiter, we'll have to try to figure out what the bar is for whether Stingley really talks to you. Maybe it's a Deep South thing.
I'll tell you.
You know? Because Houston's not really Deep South. It's South, but not deep, like not Southeastern United States. From Louisiana over, if you're from Georgia or if you're,
I'll tell you what got him talking. We had him on the post game show. I think it was after that Dolphins game where he had the two picks.
Yeah.
And you want to get him talking, ask him to take you through a play.
Right.
He was incredibly, really insightful. Like, talking about the pre-snap, talking about things he had seen earlier in the game that made him do what he did. He is a remarkably intelligent football player.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'll tell you, Sean, one of the things I've really liked this offseason was Stingley, after he signed his extension, talking about how the team, D'Amico and everybody else, has never tried to, you know, force him into a leadership role or have him be somebody who he isn't. Because when I was a young man and Andre Johnson was on the team, I was a veteran player and Andre was in his rookie year or his second year. It might have been after his rookie year. Some coach told me, like, hey, you know, would you mind talking to Andre and just tell him, you know, like, it's okay for him to speak up and everything? And I'm like, all right. I'm like, what am I going to do? Go up to Andre and be like, hey, young whippersnapper, I need you to give a speech to... So I can remember like thinking about having the conversation with Andre and starting it. It was when we were it was before one of the off-season workouts, and we were stretching. We were leading the stretch, the stretch circle. And I started in, and I was like, "Ah, screw this!" Now, and I did what the non-commissioned officer does. I made a decision on the field. I was like, "No, this isn't. Andre's just going to do what Andre needs to do."
He'll be okay. He'll be okay. Coach, you said
like Andre can lead by example, and Andre was like Derek Stingley too. And you talk to guys in the receivers room and ask about how vocal Andre was. Like Andre wasn't going to. Andre didn't put up with BS from rookies.
Right.
Andre would like. One of the things, we got to get Cecil Shorts on to tell some story about the time Andre, I want to say he hit a dead fish in the dude's car locker or something. Oh, it was some rookie was misbehaving. Like, he was just like, all right, like, we're going to send this kid a message.
That's a message right there.
I don't know if that was Andre or somebody else. So we'll have to get Cecil on to tell the whole story.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Did Andre cross over with Cecil? Cecil was here in 2015. I think Cecil got here the year after Andre left.
So it wasn't Cecil either. So we'll have to talk to somebody about something. So Tommy Pham is in there somewhere. Gotta listen to the whole show, everybody.
Yeah. You gotta get up at 6 a.m. to get that reference. Oh, man. That is funny. Of text messages. A lot of people feel in a certain kind of way about Kevin Durant and giving up Jalen Green for Kevin Durant. Don't give up Jalen Green. He can be our Klay Thompson. That's fine. Who's your Steph Curry going to be right now? That's the thing. You know, Klay was a great number two.
I don't like the comparison. I know you're not trying to make a direct comparison there, though, either. But I just like somebody that's he's not a Klay Thompson type of player.
No, Klay's a dog, man. Klay was all defensive level dog. Suns have no leverage. Rockets not giving up Jalen Green. The Suns have leverage as soon as there's more than one team that want Kevin Durant. And especially if there's four or five teams that want Kevin.
That's why I said, And I say the Suns don't have leverage in that they would really like to get rid of Kevin Durant because of the situation they're in. They don't have a pick in the first round until the 2030s.
That's right.
So because Houston has all their picks. But so you're correct in that they don't directly have leverage, but that only matters if there's only one team interested. Mm-hmm. Now it's kind of like saying the Texans didn't have leverage with Deshaun Watson.
You're right.
Until they created a bidding war.
That's correct.
And then all of a sudden the Texans got a king's ransom for Deshaun Watson. Remember that? Remember how much crap I used to hear about like this? Everybody was arguing about how Deshaun Watson doesn't have any leverage. The Texans don't have any leverage. What ended up happening? They both got handsomely rewarded.
Right.
They both ended up because you created an auction-like environment. So the only thing that really matters with the Rockets is how many other teams are in on Kevin Durant and how much are they willing to spend for him?
Yeah. Again, what are their I would put the Rockets' assets up blindly against any of these other teams that have a desire to have Kevin Durant on their team with all the draft picks and the young players.
It was really the happy ending of that entire situation with Deshaun Watson was that Deshaun got handsomely rewarded and so did the Texans.
It was.
And everybody could feel good about it forever and ever and ever.
That was definitely the happy ending that we all wanted from that, for sure. Mm-hmm. Last text here.
I 100% honestly didn't mean that to come out that way, but yes, there we are. There we have it. I apologize.
That's right. Yeah, why are you worried? It's not a crime. Last text.
Never mind. Yeah, go ahead.
Last text. Doesn't the money have to match to make a deal for Durant with Jalen Green? They'll throw Jock Landale and two other scrubs
in there.
Not
Landale!
They'll throw Landale and a couple of scrubs in there.
I can't lose two players from the Southern Hemisphere in one damn offseason, Sean.
They'll bring back Steven Adams for you, Seth.
Okay.
But they'll have to toss a little Jock Landale action in there.
I need representation from the upside down world,
it. The upside
if down. You do, in fact, believe the earth is round.
All right, how nervous would this make you if you were a defending Super Bowl champ and you heard one of your players say this? How scared would you be? We will have that for you coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.